Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more. More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast, Pop Culture Season 6, Episode 19. I get a sidekick out of you. All right, Danielle, take it away.
Oh, you want me to do the first one?
I want you to do the first one. I think you're ready. I think you're ready.
I am ready, and I like this one. Mrs. Kim has all the help she can get to prepare kimchi and dumplings for Lane's wedding, and in the midst of it, Lorelai knocks on the door to bring Lane's wedding dress, and Lorelai says, Vera Wang calling. Vera Wang is an American fashion designer. She worked for Vogue and Ralph Lauren before launching her own bridal gown boutique in 1990, And did you know, before becoming a renowned fashion designer, Vera Wang was a competitive figure skater and even participated in the U.S. Figure Skating Championships.
Wow. Suzanne.
Mrs. Kim chases after Lorelai as she is concerned Luke will not be with her to attend Lane's wedding. Mrs. Kim says, you can't come alone. An unmarried woman of a certain age, unescorted, wearing the clothes you tend to wear, people will think bad things, bad things. Lorelai says, like what? Mrs. Kim says, like you're a tramp and possibly for sale. Lorelai says, wow, suddenly Footloose not seeming so silly. Footloose is a 1984 musical film. It tells the story of Ren McCormick, played by Kevin Bacon, a teenager from Chicago who moves to a small town where he attempts to overturn the ban on dancing instituted by the efforts of a local minister, played by John Lithgow. And there was a remake of the movie made in 2011. Did you know that in a 2013 interview with Howard Stern, Kevin Bacon admitted that he has actually tipped DJs at weddings not to play Footloose? He stated that people expect him to dance to the song as he did in the movie.
Please don't do this to me.
In truth, while he did do some of the dancing, there was also a dancing double for him.
He's really good at doing that dance, though. He totally did it on Fallon, and he was awesome.
Cool.
Just saying.
Maybe he has to rehearse first.
Yeah.
All right. Tara.
All right. So Paris hands Rory her pro and anti tenure pieces and proceeds to follow Rory around the newsroom. Paris says, remember Professor Leavers? He got tenured and lost all interest. Just sat there doughy and sleepy. It was like being taught by Jimmy Kimmel. Rory says, anti tenure, stamp it, ship it. Jimmy Kimmel is the host and executive producer of Jimmy Kimmel Live, a late night talk show since 2003. And did you know that he met Carson Daly when Daly was only 12 years old? Years later, Jimmy hired Daly as an intern on his morning radio show. And he was to be the best man at Daly's planned wedding to Tara Reid.
Oh, no.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
And Kimmel considers Carson his second baby brother.
That's cute. I love that.
Did not know about the
Lorelai's stuffing goodie bags while discussing the wedding with Michelle. I'm just saying, tomorrow is a very special day. You need to be perfect. Okay, I'm not getting married, Michelle. I know that, but you're going with me, and I'm going to look fantastic. And you know that who you are with is always a reflection of yourself. And I don't want my reflection to look like Judy Garland, the Mark Heron years. Very harsh on Judy Garland. Judy Garland was an actress and a singer. Some of the movies she starred in were The Wizard of Oz, A Star is Born, and Meet Me in St. Louis. Heron was the fourth husband of Judy Garland. They were only married for 5 months in 1965. Did you know? At 19, Garland eloped with her first husband, composer David Rose. MGM did not want their teenage starlet to marry, so she did it in secret. While the studio had no choice but to tolerate the marriage, they refused to allow the pregnancy that quickly followed, so she was forced to terminate. What?
Holy crap.
Wait, that's gnarly.
I didn't know that.
Ooh, that doesn't even seem, that seems crazy.
Hey,
that
listen, seems like not listen, okay. Remember that scene in The Godfather when Robert Duvall went out to talk to that movie producer about giving Johnny Fontaine that part in that film, and he refused to give it to him, and he told him why at dinner?
No.
Remember that?
No.
All right, never mind. Michelle continues.
But wait, that was the gnarliest thing ever. That's horrible. But I do want to acknowledge that Judy Garland's daughter, Liza Minnelli, and Lorna Luft are both iconic. Lorna from Grease 2, one of the greatest movies of all time.
Cool writer.
Oh, let's bowl, let's bowl, let's rock and roll.
Is this me now, Michelle?
Grease 2 is really getting its, like, its due because it got so railed, and now people are loving it. So
it was on a plane. I thought of you. I mean, I was going through movies on a plane, and it was on there. I was like, oh, hey.
Is that because I'm a cool writer? Cool writer.
Michelle continues the wedding conversation with Lorelai. Michelle, now let's discuss dancing. As you know, I'm a fabulous dancer at any territorial level. I intend to dance a lot. It's what I do at parties to compensate for the elevated calorie intake. I just shake it all off. Lorelai, well, I promise to talk. Danny Terrio is an American choreographer and hosts the television musical variety series Dance Fever from 1979 to 1987. That's a good long run.
First of all, I just love the whole thing that Michelle dances because it's what he does to compensate for the elevated calorie intake. Mm-hmm. He invented Shake It Off, basically. He just shakes it all off.
I was just going to say, that was... could be a future Taylor Swift mention.
She could have watched this and been like, shake it off.
Is that a Taylor Swift song?
Yeah. The fact that you don't know that, and that's, wow. That's probably how you feel that I do not know Godfather.
Or how Danielle and I don't know the
one. Do not know
the one. He's in I'm a Believer.
Listen, continue, I'm going to catch Scott. Up. I'm going to do a whole listening night. I'm going to catch up on her and Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams.
Did you know before John Travolta skyrocketed to fame with his iconic role in Saturday Night Fever, he received dance lessons from Danny Terrio?
Terrio
played a crucial role in coaching Travolta and helping him perfect his dance moves for the film, which were fantastic.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, Travolta, come on.
Yeah, seriously.
Come on.
Lorelai is announcing the plan for the bachelorette party. Our first stop is the Black, White, and Red bookstore. We will sneak in our booze, our treats, and proceed to get drunk and watch tonight's feature, American Gigolo, featuring a little full frontal from Mr. Gear himself. American Gigolo is a 1980 crime drama film starring Richard Gere and Lauren Hutton. It's about a high-priced escort in Los Angeles, and that is Gere, who becomes romantically involved with a prominent politician's wife, Lauren Hutton, while simultaneously becoming the prime suspect in a murder case. This seems like a movie I want to see. Richard Gere is an American actor known for his roles in Pretty Woman, Chicago, and The Jackal. I'm so glad we got a mention of The Jackal in there. I probably would have said Runaway Bride, but... did you know? Reportedly, one of the reasons John Travolta turned the film down was because he wanted final cut approval, but director Paul Schrader would not give it to him. Travolta allegedly kept the Armani suits, especially tailor-made for him in the film. The picture is one of at least four films that Gere has done after Travolta had turned them down. They are also Chicago, Days of Heaven, and An Officer and a Gentleman.
Wow, Travolta turned that down. Wow,
Travolta. Mm. Now, there's not a lot in there about Richard Gere's, but I will watch the film and get back to everybody.
Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. And it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So, if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Kian runs to catch up with the bachelorette party. She's dressed in a collared shirt and sweater and then rips it off. Lane says, "When did you start double dressing? And Avril Lavigne?" Kian says, "Avril Lavigne rocks. You are such a snob. If it's not Joy Division, you don't like it." Well, you can't dance to Joy Division. Avril Lavigne is a Canadian singer-songwriter. She's considered a key musician in the development of pop punk music as she paved the way for female-driven punk-influenced pop music in the early 2000s. Joy Division.
Wait a minute, she's considered a key musician in development of pop punk music. My bad. Okay, sorry.
For sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Full trailblazer.
Yeah.
No, that's a whole different category.
Yeah. Joy Division was an English rock band formed in 1976. The group consisted of Ian Curtis, Bernard Sumner, Peter Hook, and drummer Stephen Morris, and best known for their song "Love Will Tear Us Apart." That was in the 80s, I think. And did you know there is a conspiracy theory in the world that Avril Lavigne died in 2003 and was replaced by a lookalike clone, Melissa. Fans believe the duplicate wears different things and has taken over her life.
This is like a whole thing, and there's like a TikTok TikTok like deep dive on like why they think she actually died and that this person came back to life and that Avril's going back on tour this summer.
I know. No, she is going on tour this year. Yeah. And I want to go so bad. And if it's Avril or Melissa, I'm in. I don't care.
Well, I'll tell you, whoever it was on stage, she certainly rocked that set in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Danielle and I watched that together. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good show.
I'll go next.
Yeah, go ahead.
Michelle calls Lorelai before she's about to pick him up for the wedding. Lorelai says, "I don't know, Michelle, but I'm on my way to pick you up." Michelle says, "Oh, no, don't bother. I'm not going to the wedding." Lorelai says, "What? Why not?" Michelle says, "Because I'm going to Celine Dion. Hello." Celine Dion is a legendary singer, referred to as the Queen of Power Ballads, and she is noted for her powerful and technical vocal skills. Celine just appeared at the Grammys and received a standing ovation amid her battle with stiff person syndrome. And did you know that Celine and her manager, Renee, how do you say it? Angelil?
Sounds right.
Yeah. Renee Angelil. That's her husband. Renee.
Yeah. They got engaged in 1991, but kept their romance hidden at first. But they were married in 1994 at the age of 26 and 52.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. They were like truly in love.
I know. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a little sketchy because she was so young, I still kind of love their love.
I do too. And her whole, I'm probably one of Celine's biggest fans. Her whole story is just, she's been through so much. She truly has. And she's just, I love her so much.
I know.
Yeah. There's an age difference. So what?
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, judgy people.
Correct. Except for she was what? Very young when they met.
Well, and it was her manager. I think that was the other thing.
But I still love her. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lorelai, she instructed me to bring a man today. I just wanted to show her that I can take direction. Well, you never know who knows Spielberg. Christopher, why did you have to bring a man? Lorelai, because an unmarried woman alone at a certain age dressed as the way I dress apparently is Korean for Jenna Jameson. Steven Spielberg, in case you've been living under a rock for the last 50 years, is an American director who has won 3 Oscars. He's only won 3 Oscars. And has directed films such as Jaws, Indiana Jones, Schindler's List, E.T., Saving Private Ryan, just to name a few. Jenna Jameson, on the other hand, is a former adult film star who retired in 2008. Did you know Steven Spielberg is the godfather? Thank God it doesn't read the godfather of Jenna Jameson and Drew Barrymore. It reads Gwyneth Paltrow and Drew Barrymore. Who's next? Danielle.
Lorelai leans over to whisper to Christopher as Lane is walking down the aisle, and Lorelai says, "You know, I remember the day I met Lane. It was Rory's first day of kindergarten, and she insisted on wearing my Chico and the Man t-shirt, which I thought would either elicit confused shrugs or label her as the weird 70s sitcom kid." Chico and the Man is a sitcom TV series that aired from 1974 to 1978. It stars Jack Albertson as Ed Brown, the man, the owner of a rundown garage in East L.A., and Freddie Prinze, until Prince's suicide in the third season, as Chico Rodriguez, a young Latino who comes in looking for a job. It was the first U.S. television series set in a Mexican-American neighborhood. Freddie Prinze committed suicide after rising to stardom as Chico, forcing the producers to bring in new cast members to replace him. Did you know Jose Feliciano, known for writing Feliz Navidad, was asked to write a theme song? He was worried that the producers would reject his song, so he wrote 2. The producers bought both of them and only used one at the beginning and the other at the end.
Oh, nice.
Gil is talking to Zach about not being the only married guy around anymore. Gil says, "Yeah, I'm just happy to have another married guy around." Zach says, "Hey, just because I'm married now doesn't mean we're going to have any Dr. Phil moments." Dr. Phil is the host of The Dr. Phil Show, a best-selling self-help author. Did you know Dr. Phil's son, Jordan McGraw, is married to Morgan Stewart, an influencer and former cast member of the reality show Rich Kids of Beverly Hills?
Sure. And also he went on tour with the Jonas Brothers.
Yep. Good tidbits.
Who did?
Jordan McGraw.
Opened for the Joe Bros.
And And one of the shows, Dr. Phil was sitting like two rows in front of me.
Can I tell you how mad I am that I did not go to the Jonas Brothers' most recent tour?
Oh, so
they
good.
Only played in Sacramento, and it seemed like a little bit of a too far of a drive. But like, I really messed up. That
they did
like a good tour.
Dodger Stadium was, I think, the worst venue. I went to that one, and then I made up for it. But I went to the Honda Center, which was way better.
Yeah, I should have just sucked it up because Joe Jonas. I'm really in my Joe Jonas era right now.
Welcome, Amy.
When did it ever not be Joe Jonas era?
I used to be a Nick girl.
Were you a Nick
Never.
Girl?
Never.
Oh,
always
a Joe girl.
Me always too. Joe. I'm right there with you, Tara.
I'm glad Kevin's having his moment, but I am Joe. Hello,
you know what?
Hello, Joe.
Kevin was always in the shadows, and he is not in the shadows anymore. He is looking good, and you know, go, Kevin. Justice for Kevin.
Yeah, but I am Joe.
I agree. For sure.
Who's up? Tara, take us home, babe.
All right. Last one. Lorelai gives a toast to Lane after a couple shots. She says, "Everybody, hello. Some of you know me as Lorelai Gilmore, and some of you may know me as Cher." Cher is a legendary singer and actress. She's often referred to by the media as the goddess of pop. She was also part of Sonny and Cher, a pop entertainment duo in the 1960s and 70s with her husband, Sonny Bono. And did you know that Cher's parents married and divorced three times?
Oh, that's, they married each other and divorced each other three times.
Mm-hmm. And I just, she was at Jingle Ball in New York this year, and she walked right past me, and it was just like there was like an aura around
I love
her
the Will and Grace
by.
Oh.
That was so good.
Such a good one.
The Sean Hayes.
Oh. Can I give a little update before we go?
Sure.
I've seen American Gigolo. I googled it while you all were talking. Mm-hmm. And I found the scene.
Oh. How is it?
Pretty good. Quick, blink and you miss it, but pretty good. We can have an American Gigolo party. We can watch all those iconic ones. American Gigolo, Gone Girl, and what was the other one we said in the last episode?
Tommy Lee.
Nope, not Tommy Lee and Pam. We're not watching that video.
Shrek?
Like, not Shrek.
I think everybody just clicked off and ran for the
show.
No, shoppers.
They didn't, Scott. They're all like, yeah, what was the other one? You guys, we literally...
Shrek.
No, it wasn't
Shrek. About Shrek.
Remember we talked about... Oh, I'm sorry. Sex and the City, the first movie. Thank you. Brain. Sometimes the 50-year-old brain has to get a scan and it figure it out.
All right, kiddos. That's going to wrap up another episode of Pop Culture. We'll see you next time. Thanks for all your downloads, cards, and letter. And remember to stay safe. Forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com.
Awesomer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Planning to host this summer? Same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.